Alleging the upcoming election could be the most inaccurate and fraudulent in history, the president went on to tweet Thursday, quote, delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote, end quote. The recommendation provoked immediate backlash online and in the halls of Congress, with McConnell, along with South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and Senate Majority Whip John Thune, dismissing the idea. Election law experts also weighed in, with the University of Kentucky's Joshua Douglas saying, on this matter, the Constitution is clear.
President Trump's first term ends 100% at noon on January 20th, 2021, and there's nothing short of a constitutional amendment that can change that.
Douglas is concerned, however, that the president is undermining confidence in the vote.
I'm more concerned about his constant tweeting that vote by mail is fraudulent, which we know for a fact is not true, and yet he continues to sow doubts in people's minds.
While the president is talking delays now, Democrats fear the ultimate goal is to lay the groundwork for a challenge to the November election results. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.